Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
For joining us on the hashtag I Mom So Hard podcast. We're going live on radio today.
Yeah, we're ready. We're podcasting.
Jen's drinking a Kirkland sparkling water.
Why am I not drinking vodka in this? I don't understand.
Because I have to go do pickups. Because pickups and drop-offs have ruined my fun.
At
all corners.
Yeah.
If you want to watch us do this podcast, you can go to the YouTube.
Go to YouTube.
And we're there. Also, nobody needs this more than you. Because if you're a mom, we get it. We're going on tour, and our show, this one feels like we have a job to do. All we want to do is make it the most fun night where we get to be around each other and celebrate the fact that we're out. Because that is the only room that you will be in all year where everyone there likes you and gets you.
We were really giggling last night.
We were giggling really hard.
Yeah.
Writing material, Jen, is like my favorite thing. Because if she says something that's really funny, I usually fall down. And then we know that one needs to be.
There's a violent action that occurs.
I have a weird pterodactyl laugh, and then I'm noting it. I was like, that's got to made me laugh really hard.
We're having fun with it. So come out, go to imomsohard.com for tickets. And also, if you're jumping off the socials, like some people are, make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. We're not going to talk politics, you guys.
No, but I also am like... The TikTok ban, I know that might sound political, but here's what I noticed. I got a lot more done. I was like, I never realized how much I get on TikTok until the day that I was forced to take a TikTok diet. And I was like, I guess I could read. This would be, I do find it very, I find it very relaxing to just strum through, but what a time suck.
Oh, you know what I mean? Time suck. I know.
Because I really can use it as a search engine sometimes. Like if I want to find recipes, I've always said that's like the key place because they do them really fast. And they're like, watching them.
She loves the recipes on TikTok because they do it fast. And I have to watch the same one like 15 times and do like screenshots of like what?
Watch them in my car. I'll have it going in my car and then I memorize as I go. And then I'm like, I got it. I know. It doesn't make sense. I'm in my car a lot. You guys, like you said, we're going to put a toaster in that fucker. We're going to make, I'm going to get a freaking convection oven in my glove compartment.
Do all my
make
business
dinner.
Out of there. Yeah. It's a lot.
I can't wait for self-driving cars. Although they terrify me, I just want everybody to have them. Do you know what I mean? I don't want a driver. I don't want somebody to be driving a car and then me in a self-driving or in a self-lit, what do you call it? A person doesn't have to drive the car. It's a robot.
Yeah, I know. They do have those
here. Yeah, but I don't want somebody else in the other car behind the wheel, like texting and watching TikTok. I want everybody to have self-driving cars.
Oh, yeah.
Because then there won't be any accidents.
Hopefully.
That's what I think.
Well, we have a electric car that has self-driving on it, but you have to like pay a subscription every month to like get it. But also, you still have to be paying attention.
I just don't buy
in. What's the point? I'm like, I would do it if I was like, hey, car, get me to TJ Maxx.
Are you kidding?
I'll be back here mixing a cocktail.
I'd lay in the back seat and watch Game of Thrones. I'd be like, what's up, man? I'm
going
to lay in the parking lot. No, it's not
there yet. Wait till it's something that's useful to me.
Also, the little robots that deliver sandwiches. I'm like, we're in the future. Nobody cares.
Hey, can you hear the garbage truck being dropped in front of my house?
There wouldn't be a day of us podcasting if...
Nobody gives a shit about what we do.
No one cares. We left last night, and Brett, who is our friend from Nebraska, who helps us just as we're like creating material, he was like, man, it's so quiet here. I'm like, until we podcast, and then every person comes out from their freaking house.
Yeah.
It's like, you want to see me play the kazoo or whatever, the kazoo or whatever.
And before you guys got there, there was like helicopters.
Of course.
And like, I was like, of course. They're going to be like chasing like a criminal through with
it's Castaic. Again, fire update. More fires are upon us in the old LA. It is not done yet. 10,000 acres of burn near Castaic Lake, which is a super, I mean, it's just all bad. It's all bad. Everybody still needs to be generous. Everybody needs to be kind. This is like, it doesn't just go away because a couple weeks have passed. You know, it's crazy.
In Florida.
It's snowing in Houston.
It is?
Well, in New Orleans, I know.
If I lived in the Midwest and I had gotten a Florida vacation in January, I would be so pissed right now.
Oh my God. I called my dad and I could just tell from his tone that it was cold. He's like, you know, it's warming up a bit. It's 11. I go,
we're in the double digits
my
now.
My sister said her dog has never crapped faster because they had a pet advisory. Like, you know, you can't take your dog out for very long because they literally, I think they get it. I think they go outside and they're like, let me just crap real fast.
Yep.
Meanwhile, in Southern California, my dog's like, let's go on a 40-minute walk before I let a little pebble go.
My dogs, they will not go until I have a stern conversation with them. Like, they have to hear me say the words, go poop.
Well, I hear you say it and it makes me have to go.
It's effective, right?
You know, that's the kind of bossing around that would do me a lot of good. Instead of holding it, and you were like, just stop and go poop. Just stop and go poop.
I do feel like I have said that to you before. Like, when we're traveling, like, Kristen, we're going to be in the car for a while. You need to go in there and try and go poo poo. Right?
And every time I do, I go, I don't have to. Then I go and I go, look at that. I did have to. That's how much time we spend together,
your
you guys.
My tummy hurts. Go in and try and go poo poo. Yeah.
I got bubbles in my tummy, Mom. Go poo poo. Go poo poo. That's a new thing. This is gross. I can't say it.
No, you can say it. Nobody listens. All
I
these
got two
super
in middle school.
20-year-old guys watching or listening to this podcast.
I know farts are funny, but they're not funny when it's your kid.
And
like two middle school. And they're just like the rankest, hottest, most disgusting.
Yes.
And I'm like, bro, like, you think that somebody else is going to get in this car and think that I crap my pants.
I know.
It's disgusting.
I'm going to throw her under the bus on this one. I usually try to not like give my daughter a hard time about things like when she goes to prom. If, you know, I don't want somebody to bring up this podcast and be like,
your mom said you farted a lot.
Except this girl, she will stick her butt in the air and go get ready for the ceremony and fart so loud, you guys. And I have been begging her not to do it. Begging her. I'm like, well, someday it's going to be embarrassing to you.
Yeah.
And she won't listen
to me.
Listen. So I'm like, well, here you go. I'm going to talk
about
it on the podcast.
My son is like my mother-in-law. There's a lot of denying that it ever happened. And but it's like this. And then I'm like, Jesus Christ, what has happened? And he'll go, oh, no, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't do it. And then, but my daughter is like looking down the barrel, smiling at you, going, bah, 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 bah. I just don't have any. I feel like I'm living in like a fraternity house right now.
I'm not sure when that changes, if I'm going to be totally honest. Because remember when they're like before they're potty trained and they will have like a 4-pound diaper on and you're like, did you poop? And they're like, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. And then they're like, do you have to poop? Nope. No. I'm just tooting. And then if you did actually like crap your pants as an adult, if somebody asked you, you'd be like, no, I didn't. Wouldn't me.
Did you crap your pants? You did when
I have
when a plumber was trying to fix her. plumbing.
Yeah,
that's when she plumbed in her pants.
Yeah, I was like, how quickly can you fix that in this one bathroom?
There's nothing
house?
More demoralizing than when you've realized as an adult person you've crapped your pants. I know that that's how kids feel too, because you've never seen a kid get more pissed off when they step in a pile of dog poop.
Oh, it's the worst.
The indignation they feel. They're like, what kind of filthy, uncivilized asshole are you that you let poop hang around? And I'm like, have you met yourself?
Yeah, I, in my defense, I do have to say, I was taking Ally, which is that super diet medicine that was
leaky butt.
Yeah, it would give you leaky butt, and I was like, I think I'm gonna go double. And so it was a double a day, and I just like I pooped a little bit of Taco Bell grease, and then had to talk to a plumber square in the eyeballs.
And I bet right now there's this hot 28-year-old dude going, "You guys, pause. Hold on a second. Guys, gather around. It's about to get sexy in here."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
That's what we're living with right now. So this is why we have to go on the road.
That's right.
We have to get out and feel good again.
What were we going to talk about today?
Well, I was going to tell you... good news. I am hormonally regulated.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, you got to back up. This has been a journey.
Okay. So, as everyone knows, because I like to shout it from the rooftops, because I feel like we don't talk about it enough.
It's true.
Perimenopause is a real beast. And perimenopause, if you don't know, it's when your body starts to deregulate your hormones. And so, like, you slowly over time, as you hit menopause, you stop producing estrogen and all of these hormones that are super important for your health, not just for the way you look, which it does affect everything.
Yeah.
Everything is unfair when it comes to the way we were built, but it also affects your bone density, your heart, your all of it. It's really, really key.
So your hormones start silent quitting.
Silent quitting while you're living
a life.
You're
showing up every
other
day.
Your kids are really hard and you're like, I can't fucking remember anything. My skin is itchy. My vagina's broken. Yeah.
Like, do you think my head itching is a...
Yes.
You do? Kristen's like, she really wants me to go get my hormones checked.
I think that when you... Jen is very young. I'm going to talk to a different group.
No,
but I'm saying there are weird symptoms that come up that I think women start going. First of all, I think there's a weird sense of shame, and there's also an assignment of like, oh, this isn't a real thing. Like a weird thing for me is my forearms will hurt. And that is the muscles of my arms, like my joints will hurt. And I asked my gynae, who's awesome. And a bro and cool. And we talk all the time on telehealth appointments.
Ma'am, I think you're masturbating too much. Or scrolling through TikTok too rapidly.
Why you think
rapidly.
I would have to use my freaking forearms for that? There's machines
leverage,
that'll do
that. I don't know. Could just hold a carpal tunnel.
Come
I don't
on,
know.
Man.
Just...
I don't even have to hold it. I can just prop it up and it'll do the job. So if things looks like a dustbuster.
Put it
it's
in
like,
my pants the right way.
I have it on right now. You don't even know. But like joint health and skin.
I thought you were farting.
Yeah. All of that. So over the past 4 years, it's perimenopause, sadly, can last a very long time. It can be short. You can like kind of hit it. Quit it, and then you're in menopause, and your body starts to regulate.
And by the way, it can be any time.
It can
it
be any time.
Literally different for every woman, because I have friends who started in like their early 30s.
For sure, there's hormone changes that start as early as 35, and it's like Naomi Watts. I love her. I think she's so brave. She talks about going into early menopause when she was 36, and she was still trying to have a baby. So she had to go through IVF and all of these different things, fighting that her body was literally shutting down. And I think the information that we need that we don't have is like, we talk about the outward appearance, but it's really what's happening on the inside of you that's the most important. And I think hormone replacement therapy is fantastic. All the research is very positive. There's a lot of people out there that think it causes cancer. It does not. It is a subset of a subset. If you have a particular type of breast cancer in your family, they will, but doctors look at all of that. Nobody's going in and getting it at CVS. You got to go to a doctor. So talk to your doctor. But and it's also bioidentical. So it's like a vitamin in some way. It's changed my life. It's made everything I have to do a lot of stuff to just, the thing that pisses me off, I have to do a lot of stuff just to maintain like a level six. Like nothing I'm doing is like making me hotter or better. It's just making me at a base yeah. level, which at this point I'm happy to have. Cause that's I thought what, mentally I was like coming undone.
That's what I feel like about aging is the thing that I didn't expect was that like, there's so much work to just try and maintain.
That's the, I'd also like to just point out, you've been carrying that weird seltzer in your hand at your shoulder height for like 28 minutes.
I don't know.
It looks so uncomfortable. I would thirsty. Rather you put it on your shoulder like a parrot. For some reason, I'm worried about your hand.
Do you worry about your own hands, you chronic masturbator?
Hey, some things don't change. That just relieves back pain. I don't know why you wouldn't do it.
Oh, man, she's got the worst back of anybody I ever met.
Are you kidding? I don't miss a day. That is like, it is a supplement for me.
It makes sense to me. Okay. Because the more I read about it, the more I'm like, and I have some things that I think are symptoms, but because I have an IUD and I haven't had my period
in
like
are great.
4 years, that's the big telltale is when you start like, you're
fighting against the thing that you have inside of you that has hormone in it. And it's like the symptoms are coming out anyway. Is that what you're saying? Like,
well, just that like,
it like bust through it, bang.
Like your period becomes so irregular yes. that's like your usual first. Because some of the things you could write off to like, of course I'm fatigued, I'm a mom.
Yeah.
Like, you know, of course I'm.
It feels different. When in my experience, I was like, this is like, I feel really sad. I feel like, hot and cold, not hot. I wasn't having hot flashes. I hadn't gotten there yet, but I was having a bunch of symptoms in my girl parts. So then the thing that I'm proud of is that I've found a doctor that I really like, and they call him the Hormone Whisperer, and he's fantastic. And I could just have these very blunt conversations that were forever hard for me to have. And he's like, look, you have to go in and get labs. And so I kept having to go get labs because they were just dipping in
blood draws,
blood draw. And really what it does is it just is a panel. It just shows you all your hormones and it shows you where you're at and what you're deficient in.
I think it's good. I think that stuff scares me.
I know all of it's terrifying, but the thing I figured out is like, I'd rather just face it than feel one more day of this. Like there's an option for me to feel better. I'd rather take that option than not.
Hey, Kristen.
Yo, Jenny.
You know what a big problem I have in my life is?
Can I guess? Is it eating healthy? Because that's also mine and we're together all the time.
Feeding my family and making it not break the bank, but have it taste good.
And be slightly healthy. It's literally the hardest thing to do.
It's what every mom is thinking about most of her day.
That's right.
It takes up a lot of brain space.
We're happy to tell you we have a solution. This podcast is sponsored by Dinnerly, and they've cracked the code on making healthy meals actually stick. Here's what I love. They're not about quick fixes or a crazy diet trend. Instead, they're just all about creating simple, healthy routines through cooking that actually work. And with our code MOMSOHARD, you can get up to 27 free meals. That means as low as $2.99 per portion.
The best part is you get to choose from over 100 seasonal dishes every week. So nobody complain that, hey, mom, you're making spaghetti again. No, every single one is designed to give you the most bang for your buck. Think about it, like restaurant quality steak dinners for less than the price of a fancy latte. My favorite meal that my kids will actually eat too is cheesy ravioli enchilada bake. Mm. It's delicious. It's healthy. And you know what the kids love?
Helping you make it.
Helping me make it. The recipes are so easy to follow. You really can't mess them up. I mean, your kids can't really mess them up either. Well, they can mess up a lot, but not these recipes.
I really like the Thai lemongrass grilled chicken, just to say. And I find the recipes easy and approachable. Sometimes you get in a rut and you think chicken can only be done one way. I'm like, how much paprika can you put on this thing? But it's nice to have a new approach. So the recipes are easy to follow. You can't mess them up. I've tried. But what I love about Dinnerly is how they keep things fresh with the seasons. Right now, they've got these incredible winter dishes that make you actually want to cozy up and cook at home.
Here's where the deal comes in, ladies. Ready to make eating well your new normal. Head to Dinnerly.com/offer/MOMSOHARD and use code MOMSOHARD for up to 27 free meals. Once again, that's Dinnerly.com/offer/MOMSOHARD for up to 27 free meals. And make sure that you use our promo code MOMSOHARD so they know that we sent you.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions? were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
And getting my blood drawn isn't, I don't mind it. Like, I think Botox is more painful. I breathe through Botox. Every time I'm like, I'm not stopping, but this shit, I'm going to pass out.
It's so childish, I know, but getting blood drawn for me fucking freaks me out because I'm going to just say
that you've experienced other pain that you can endure a blood draw.
It's not the pain.
Let's pretend it's that blood draw makes our skin look really good.
Botox? I will wave that flag. I don't think that hurts at all. I think sometimes when that hits your bone, it hurts.
Yeah,
and you
I don't
can,
like it.
Hear
I'm always
it.
Like, ugh.
It, there is something to them taking blood out of my body
for sure, but
that freaks me out. And I there's no logic to it, but I passed out once, and so I'm always scared whenever I go get it done.
That's fair, but I would say this.
I hit the ground. Actually, I passed out. Did I mention this on the last podcast? I feel like I talk about this all the time. I passed out laying down getting an IV one time.
Yeah.
And they were literally like, you can't pass out laying down. And I did, and my husband was like, you farted.
Jenny, what I would like to say to what you just said is stop being a pussy.
Here's what I will do. There is a doctor that it's like a med spa down the street from me. I'll let him inject me with whatever the fuck he wants to, and let's just skip the blood draw.
Yeah, see, I'm the opposite. I'm like, take what you want, but don't put anything in.
I'll put all of it in. I'm like, just give me hormones. I'll take a couple of those like men shots too.
Yeah, put whatever you want. But I have had to go the distance, which has been I'm taking progesterone. I have like weird salves for everything. I have testosterone tabs in my butt, which I feel like is pretty archaic. It's like they put a little slice in and shove it.
That does
feels
feel a little, archaic
feel a little but it's working. So basically it's taken me a year to get where I need to be. And I just talked to my doctor and he's like, do you notice any new facial hair growth? And I'm like, doc, nothing that I've had this goatee since I was 11. So this is all just par for the course. But he's like, it feels like I have an ally because I went to him and it was mental for me. I was like, I'm really struggling mentally. I'm not happy. I feel like I'm in darkness kind of all the time. And he's like, that's not good. We got to figure it's,
yeah.
It's mostly your hormones. And so I went in and I was like, cause if it's not, if I am depressed or if I'm whatever, I want to know that too. Cause I don't want my day in and day out to be like this. And I also don't want to fucking sit in shame because I think it's bullshit that as women, we're never allowed to be proud of where we're at. I don't feel like ever. Like when we're young and prepubescent, oh God, you're developing. Don't develop too fast. Don't show it off.
Yeah.
Oh, you're having a period and you're a sexualized person. But don't wear too much of a showy top because you're putting yourself out there. Don't, you know, now you're in your 30s and 40s. You should be a mother. That's the only sign of like that you're worth anything. Like it doesn't matter about your brain or your career. Like it's only about being a mom. And then you stop producing eggs and they're like, you're fucking done. We don't need to think about you. And it fucking makes me feel, I get furious because I feel like We now live longer. We're now at our prime. I don't want to deal with it. I just want to get fixed so that I can be myself and go and do our thing.
I think there is like too much. Here's my soapbox.
Sorry, I feel like I'm preaching. You're this not, is like gross,
no,
right?
No, it's great. I think, Kristen, it's great because people, it is a topic that people get ooey about or something like that.
Well, I feel like the metaphorical eye roll that sort of like, even my husband, he was like,
oh no.
Oh yes.
Oh no.
I said, you know, perimenopause is really hard on women. And he goes, oh, I know. And I go, you know, because you've read something. And he goes, no, because you talk about it all the time.
Okay.
And I'm like, bro, we've been hearing about your junk forever. Like, it's been the main conversation piece. And you guys can now take a pill that fixes your boner. Like, women are still taking the same shit we took 20 years ago. I'm not being an asshole. I'm just like, hey, let's make women happy. What would that look like if we prioritized women?
Well, because the universe, and this is where, so my language is going to get not great here. Not that that's that shocking.
She's like, motherfuckers.
But no, women's value too often is tied to their fuckability.
Yeah.
How much they're desired by men. And actually, like, I feel that, studies in medicine and in science and in like beauty are to make us look more attractive to men, you know? And
yeah.
it's not fair. So when you start to like, feel like, oh, I'm out of my childbearing years. I'm like, what am I, a man now? Like, what do you become? You know, it's like
a weird thing. And I think I'm really excited about the people that are talking about it openly because they're cool and it's Gen Xers. And it's like, you got Drew Barrymore, you got Halle Berry, you've got all these people that I really, they're so hot and they're like, they're down to like, yes, they're sexual and they're, yes, like driven and they're doing projects and they're writing. And it's not like they're like going into the darkness, you know, they're actually speaking out and it's in a very cool way. And that's, I guess I just want to be friends with famous people because I want to, that's what I'm trying to do. Hallie, if you want to hang out with me, famous. I would just like to say I love you so much.
Damn, I was going to lose out to Halle Berry. But I think it's one of those added additional thing that it's like, come on. Here's the reason Colin doesn't get it. It's because he doesn't know what it's like to be in the eighth grade and running track and having your period. Like,
yeah, man.
He doesn't know what it's like that your reproductive life is on your mind all the time.
Kind of from right before you start your period, yep, till the time your period ends, you're, yeah, thinking about what it all means. And it's a double, women are sort of living parallel lives. They're having like two thoughts all the time. I mean, think about it when, you know, I think about now with Eleanor, who isn't there yet, but will be at some point soon. I think about the days she'll spend on her period that are like, you know, her favorite speech team event she'll have to do with the period, or she'll, yeah, go to her graduation on her period. And it's not that I think it's kind of an old thought to be like, oh, periods, oh, they're terrible, but they fucking are terrible. And like,
yeah,
we really haven't
done.
Takes up space in your brain, in your life, in your body. And then when your body starts to change, I think we've talked about this before. There's all these conversations that we have with kids, with the young people. They're like, guys, get ready. You're about to start your period. And we give them the books and the conversations. I think nobody does that with perimenopause because it's so fucking dark that they're like, everybody turn off the lights, shut the blinds. If you look outside, you'll instantly die. It's the apocalypse. Like, this shit is hard.
My grandma being she was so girly, my grandma, but I remember her being very excited about not having her period anymore.
Sure.
She, yeah, was like, but hot flashes were like really bad.
Debilitating for some women.
Yeah.
Which that's what the hormone therapy really helps treat. And there was misinformation that got out there that was like, you know, hormone replacement therapy. Look, I'm not a doctor again, but like, really read it. It's astonishing how tested this hormone replacement therapy is, how, yeah, it's been around for 30 years, how it instantly changes your life. And for me, hearing my doctor go, okay, we've got you balanced. You're like, are you noticing this? Like, I have to take a supplement because I've noticed a little bit of hair loss. But again, I'm like, I will fight the good fight. You can put a tab, a pill, a cream.
You can stick anything in this.
You can stick
woman.
Anything in this. If yeah. I know, I'll put a Frisbee in there if you think it's going to make my,
in
my
your
life
butt?
Easier. In my butt. I okay. do not care. Are you kidding? So, if they were like, put it in there and you, everything will go back to normal. I'll be like, all right, everybody, who I don't want to do it on video, but I will if I have to.
Check
I'll
my
be a part
OnlyFans
of a NASA control study.
So he called you and he was like, okay, you're.
Well, I called him and I was like, I feel sad and I'm, I lose.
But no, just recently when he said you're all good.
Yeah. Like, I had to go back and do labs again. And then they readjusted my hormones. And then I had another panel done and now I'm like kind of balanced
out. So what does good mean? It means that you're back.
It means that
to
I have
what's regular for you.
For me, for my age and for my body and for what he, you know, he's the doctor. He reads all the milligrams of whatever, but
yeah.
You're basically putting estrogen back in. You're putting, it's progesterone is the thing that I take. And then he's giving, you know, listen, I saw focus a little bit because it got real heady, but basically he's like, the testosterone is working. He's like, I sense that you're someone that operates with a lot of testosterone. And I was like,
what makes you think that?
Look, if I was sitting next to you, I'd tackle you right now, Doc. Yeah, but
what's tipping you off? This muscle tee you have going on? I challenged you to an arm wrestling.
The fact that I keep trying to high five through a telehealth visit. What's up? What's up? Like, yeah. So now I know that like what I'm doing is working, and that I'm just trying to stay in front of it, so that I don't have to think about it. I don't have to. It's not the main character, as my kids would say.
I mean, it's so many. Your hormones are
fuck, man.
So they're such a huge part of your life that, like, I remember when the Nova ring came out,
yeah.
Which was like, it looked like a gummy bracelet.
Is it Nova or is it Nuva?
Nuva ring. I don't know.
Jen loves to mispronounce shit. So I
hope
love
it.
It's
you
like,
guys, I don't know. Look
she's
it
like
up.
Nova it's Space. It's a NASA ring.
Yeah. It looked like a jelly bracelet you put in your hoo-ha.
Yeah.
And it was
supercharged
like,
with hormones.
Went around your cervix and it was birth control.
Yeah.
So I tried it for 2 months and then I went to my doctor. I was like, I don't know, but I've gained 30 pounds
yeah.
in the last 2 months. And he was like, oh, well, yeah, some people have that reaction. I'm like, who's getting a birth control so she can have sex with people
and packing on 30 pounds?
30, like,
that'll do it. Just give me the 30 pounds and I will not have sex.
And he was like, they make these. He's like, this could keep like this. If you weigh 400 pounds, this will work on you. And you weigh 120 pounds. So it was probably too much for you. And
yes.
I'm like, what the fuck, man? They
I know.
Don't
can
think
we
about
be better?
Yeah,
can we like, do better? Be better? Like, I do think as moms with daughters, we get, you know, it's good information to have. And it's an important thing to do. And I just feel like you've said before, I don't think that women should have to suffer kind of ever. I think that like we should be open and talk about it because it makes it a less lonely experience because every woman's experience is different. Even like I remember being on my period and my periods would be really heavy and just the my brain space of having to carry an extra pair of pants,
yes.
underpants, pads, tampons
in pain,
like, in pain. You've got your kids and then, yeah. and then you bled through your pants. So you're like, fuck, I gotta go. Like, it's such a, we just sort of take for granted that this thing happens to us. And some women you're like 2 or 3 days, good on you. Like, it's not a big deal. It's been easy for you. That is not the norm. The norm is cramps, hormones, yeah. you know, your highs and lows. You don't know who you are at the time. Oh my God. When you're young, I remember like, I need to kill someone today. And then my period would start and I'd be like, life is, you know what, full of flowers. But my 24 hours of hormone shift, I think I should have been sentenced.
Oh my God. I still hear women say things like, I don't know. I like, because with my IUD, I don't get my period. They're like, I don't know. I think you're supposed to, you should still have it. It feels unnatural to me. I'm like, okay,
you, or,
like pain and childbirth hippie. I don't need your fucking opinion, man. Unless you're a doctor and you're talking specifically about me, go do that if that's what you got to do to prove something. But
I just saw a TikTok that it was this. She was beautiful, and stupid. She was like 21.
That's TikTok.
And she's like leaning down, dressed in like boho shit. And she's like, actually, as women, we should never have anything inside of us as we have our period. And our period should just flow out of us naturally. And I'm like, you've never fucking worn white pants, bitch. Like,
obviously,
you do not know what happens when you go to a kid's program and you can, you know that it's coming out of like onto your brand new Dockers.
How do you not ruin somebody's upholstery?
Yeah, and, you are never fucking coming over to my house.
I don't, So, you know, if that's you and you just feel like it's a part of life that you're supposed to deal with, great. But I love that you were like, I don't feel, and I think you're good at going, you're good at knowing like when there's something feeling not right in your body.
Yeah.
You're good at that.
I've gotten better. Like, I get really freaked out by mammograms. I get like, because I always think, oh, here it is.
Here's the bad news.
Here's the bad news. And I did have a friend that said, like, getting a mammogram for her was really embarrassing because you feel, you do feel like, they're pulling your boob up, basically lopping it over your shoulder as they put two, like, you know, pans on your leftover skin. And then they're wrapping it around your back and they're like, you know what? We should test these back boobs too. And you're like, that hurts my feeling. Yeah. You know, you're like, I don't think I had those when I was 25. This feels like I've something has changed. But every time I do it, I'm like, I'm walking the walk and I'm talking the talk. Like, I want my daughter to take care of her health that way and her body and her reproductive health. And I go, all right, I got to go do that mammogram because I've been lying to Jen and said I did it and I didn't do it. And
what?
I went and did it. And then I felt better. And then I did this and I feel better. And it's, but it's not easy because I was really embarrassed by all this stuff for a really long time. Like, even going to my OBGYN when I was knocked up, I was like, do you really got to look down there? Like,
yeah,
you got to put a stick
also,
in there.
Oh, don't get me started. It's not covered by insurance.
It's not. It's well, actually, some hormone replacement therapy is.
Oh, okay, good.
Some is. It just is tricky. Again, I'm like, you know, I'll go get a second job if I have to, if spending this money levels me out so I'm not a complete nightmare to be around. Yeah, my kids are in middle school. They're the nightmares. God. I can't add to it.
We don't need more nightmare in this, huh?
I can't be another cyclone. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, there's two of them. I got to blame them.
Oh, God. They're so, these kids, they yell at me no matter how nicely I ask them a question.
Yeah.
That I'm like, you don't want me to respond how I feel like responding. Like, I want to break off a beer bottle and threaten
so
them.
Fast.
It's
roadhouse shit.
It's so crazy how mad they are. Like, maybe they need.
Listen, they're ramping up.
Yes.
They're entering the game. It's like a 4x4 relay. We just handed the baton to our kids. And we're like, take all my hormones. Run with them, young one. You won't care. You won't know how good you've got it. I'll be over here, the crypt keeper, like barely making it through the finish line. Jesus Christ. I said crypt keeper and the
wind
caught
came
up.
Holy Moses.
Just saying. What if I had that kind of power.
I believe it.
Like, I just turned into a witch.
Yeah.
Listen.
Now that her hormones are
leveled
regulated,
out.
Get ready.
Get
universe,
ready, you guys.
Because she's.
The only thing that happens when my hormones are regulated is I can go back to my life.
Yeah.
You know, I can just go back to my life. That's all I want. I noticed, and I say it because I think women, we get into these spots and we sort of go, oh, I don't have any reason to be sad. My kids are healthy. I've got a house. I've got these things.
Oh,
I don't.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, no. What you're going through is biological. And it's also, it's really not to be too much of a Debbie Downer, but women between 45 and 55, that's the highest rate of suicide because women are confused by what's happening to them. And we're certainly not like openly talking about it. I think it's changing.
I think it's changing too. Yeah.
And that's exciting because like I went to a party and there were like five women who I just think are so foxy and cool. And like one of them's like a stylist for like Hollywood. She has like this gray patch of hair that just is like growing like it, through her like French bob. She's very chic. And she's like, I want you and Jen to talk about perimenopause because we're getting our asses kicked. And I'm like, girl, she's like, I look at her and I'm like, there's not one part of me that goes, oh, you're not having a regular period. You're less attractive now. I'm like, you just keep getting fucking hotter.
Yeah.
That's what I tell myself. So I'm like, oh, then don't be afraid to say it. Just, you know, put it out there so other women can talk about it and feel Like, this is just a thing we're going to endure together, and we're going to share the things that we've found that work. Is your ear popping?
No, it itches. Sorry. Oh. Kristen's very weirded out by my arms today.
Jen, this is okay.
I'm going to go
this
back to holding the water in
this
a weird
is Jen,
way.
Right finger in her ear.
It itches like
not
inside.
Not itching, if not I could, moving it.
Because you know what?
Nothing happens with the non-moving finger.
This could be perimenopause related, but I feel like the inside of my brain is itching right now, Kristen.
And now she's got her can up next to her because it can't be weirder. I know how boring this conversation is. I hear myself, but it's important. So there.
I don't think it's boring at all. And honestly, you know how I love to like deep dive stuff. It makes sense to me because like when I was pregnant, I was like, now, why do I have to sleep with two wristbands on like the hottest bitch on earth?
Because of reflexes and
yes,
our hormones.
It's your hormones
Fuck,
control
man, it's
all
real.
That stuff.
It's for
yeah.
real.
And
I think about-
Your hormones control every part of your body, your muscle,
God.
your cartilage.
It's so much.
Your hair, your skin, all of your systems are-
All of it.
Your related pee. To your hormones.
Your pee. Like, you think that you're peeing your pants because you blew out your pelvic floor. You did. But you're also peeing your pants because of perimenopause. It's literally shit.
Really?
It's a
oh,
garbage
man.
Can. But I, you know, I think about my grandmother a lot in these cases because my grandmother had 13 children. She had her first one at 21 and her last one at 49. Ooh. And yes, I don't want to shock anybody. 49 was born with Down syndrome because the odds were like 2,000%. Down syndrome if you have a natural birth at 49 years old. And Susie was the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. She was fantastic. But my mom, you know, so my mom was born when my grandmother was 47.
Wow.
So I think about that and I think about like, Jesus, like how, like what was that like for her? Then she went like right into menopause. She had a baby. Then she went into menopause. I don't understand.
Sometimes I get really stuck on the idea that, because you know how your period gets worse after
yes.
you have babies? By the time she got to 13, man, was she getting transfusions and
no,
stuff?
No, I think like, she liked not having a period. So
and
she
that was
just
the
got
only
knocked
way she
up
could...
as money.
That is
I can't
hard,
make sense of it. I'm like,
hard way
wait,
to
did
do
you
it.
Ever have sex and it didn't work?
Evidently
like,
not.
I think like she had sex 13 times and she was like, I'm doing it wrong, man. I thought I took a class, you know.
We're doing the rhythm method.
We're doing the, neither one of us can dance for shit, evidently, because I keep getting knocked up. Yeah, she had 13. And in my lineage, on my grandmother's side, there's like this book. It's like a telephone book, and it goes all the way back to like 1500s.
Yeah.
And they all had over 9 children.
Oh, my God.
All the generations. Like, so few. Like, all of them stuck. All of them were delivered. And, like, one family had 16. Like, we're just... We're all farmers. We're all
That's
word farmers
incredible.
That seem to be slightly horny.
Very horny, I
this
think.
This is probably
yeah,
why I want to get everything fixed. I can get back on it.
I don't want to point, but I... So
Kenzie's so grossed out. She's like, ew, I just thought about Colin.
Yeah.
I thought about the two of you making sweet love in the Middle Ages.
Well...
Just fucking panting.
What it sounds like for me... What I'm trying to do is shut out the picture in my head right now and visualize this instead, Casey.
Stay with me, Casey.
Don't look at her. Don't look at her and stop dancing, Kristen.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Let's
nope,
get
no,
it
no,
on.
No, 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 no.
Well, I don't want you to think that it's too romantic.
No, no, no.
It's real
okay.
brass tacks.
I think of it this way. Like, I think of, I don't like weirdness about the body, you know, I
yeah.
speak too openly about this stuff. And I sort of feel like, what is the difference between like hormone replacement, getting tabs put in your butt, than like literally like getting a pacemaker put in or something?
I it's couldn't like, agree with that more.
Your body's not doing this thing.
So it should be doing this
so
thing.
So because now we live to be 90 years old.
That's what I'm saying.
We're going to make that 90 years enjoyable.
Agreed. So in the 70s, there was this a brilliant marketing campaign that came out when hormone replacement was, there was like mixed messaging about if it caused cancer. And this marketing campaign marketed it towards the husbands and said, do you
what?
Want your wife back? Do you want your sex life back? And I thought it was brilliant. I was like, if husbands
Here's
thought-
Here's a tip, keep your mouth shut.
Well, or is it the sexiest thing on earth that your husband would- lean into learning about what's happening to you so he can do everything in his power to make you happy. Do you know what I mean? Like, if he actually knew, if my husband learned as much about perimenopause as he does about the SEC and the Big Ten, I would be fucking fine. We would be billionaires.
Well, let's
I don't think that guy's ever even read like a paragraph, but he probably thinks it's like Perry, like the name Perry. He doesn't even like, he doesn't get it at all.
The, he's got lead two brothers. Singer of Jane's Addiction. I know all about that guy. But go back even further than that. If my husband could realize like it takes a clean garage in order for me to be able to focus in the sexual space. Like I can't like see a pile of laundry over anybody's shoulder.
I'm like, just cause I'm getting my hormones balanced doesn't mean I'm going to put out any faster. If that fucking hose keeps getting unwound and not put back.
Yeah.
Cause we look like hillbillies.
This bang train's not leaving the station, bro. Man.
I'm back to my normal. This is me. This is my status quo. I don't need to increase it. I don't need to be like, man, now I'm like bang-a-rama. I just wanted to get back to my normal saying no a lot.
Yeah.
Like level six.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at right now. I'm just like my normal, like, nah, I don't want to. You know, like, no, you pissed me off. You shouldn't have said that
thing.
Exactly. Remember when you said that rude thing you said about perimenopause? I'm thinking about that right now.
Yeah. And you know, I'm going to go hurt my forearms.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Because I will say, can we change the subject now? Can I take it to a hot flash?
Oh, God. Yes.
You guys, I have had this hot flash for so long and it's. I know he's nice and all of that, but I don't care as much as I just think he's so hot. And we're watching a new show now, American Primeval.
Oh my gosh.
Taylor Kitsch.
Oh gosh. Oh gosh.
If you have not watched Friday Night Lights, you get your forearms ready. It's not that he's so attractive in Primeval, but it is because he's filthy, literally like covered in dirt.
Literally like
so
a caveman.
He's,
and it's sort of
and
like this
so
great
grunty
this cat and mouse because she is so like
she's so
tied
hot.
Up. And
Betty
like,
Gilpin, is that her last name? Is it Gilpin?
The actress?
She's literally I think I'm as equally loved and turned on by her.
She's great. Yeah.
I'm like, I have two crushes going.
These characters are awesome. The story is awesome. The production value on this show could
good.
Be better.
It's
like
graphic.
Watching a movie. Yeah. Oh, God. It is a little.
It's not a little.
It is. Yeah.
It's graphic.
It's graphic. It's not like, what's that? Deadwood. Remember that? It's not Deadwood.
It's not Deadwood.
You know, I've got a thing for cowboys.
You've got a thing for cowboys. I've got a thing for like, I'm always in the reverse. I'm like, I'm the cowboy.
You're the cow. Yeah. Yeah. What's, you know, whatever.
Float your boat.
Yeah. Is that. But it's also that Taylor Kitsch is, his character is this guy who.
Brooding.
Says very little.
So little.
But does all this like, do I need to go kill five people right now?
Also,
okay, let me just
the way
go do
he looks
that.
At her. Yeah. It's like. You would do anything for her. It's so unspoken. I think that's the thing I like about him is that he doesn't talk. She's kind
of... rides up on a horse, and riding a horse does a lot for me.
God, when he
just
does that nude scene, I was like, whoa.
Hold on, I'm not there yet.
Oh
wait.
Yes,
no,
you
the very
are.
Beginning.
Just
yeah,
his
yeah,
butt.
Yeah. No,
but
it's
good
his
God,
butt.
I was like,
yes.
I was like, is that Taylor Kitsch?
I would say it is second only to the John Hamm butt in... what's that show?
Oh,
Fargo.
Fargo.
Yeah.
We can all, let's not get, Taylor Kitsch and John Hamm have a decade in difference.
Yeah, but.
Same hot meter. Like,
yeah,
John
yeah.
Hamm's off the charts.
Yeah.
Like, John
yeah, yeah.
Hamm is, I think he might be perfect.
Yeah, I think so.
But Taylor Kitsch is also, he's like 40. I'm not going to say that I checked, but he is 43, I think. And. I don't think he has a love interest right now. He lives in Texas. Not sure where. Going to find out.
Yep.
I would love to have him on the podcast if he wanted to talk about... I know he's really into nature photography. Does a lot with wolves. I'm just saying...
I like wolves.
I'll talk about wolves.
I like nature.
I fucking love nature.
Let's have him on to talk about...
I don't
want
to talk about perimenopause when he's here, if that's okay.
No.
Not to say that I'm not braver, but I'm... I don't want him to know that, know, like,
if he wants to,
if
but
he wants
you know,
to, I'd be open about
he's 43. He's in the 43. Space. He's in the age group.
You know like, where he needs to know. I mean, I'm sure he's...
What will make you hotter, Taylor? Not, understanding a woman completely.
And if he chooses to understand a woman and I lean over for a soft kiss, my husband can't get me mad at me because
no.
My husband was choosing not to learn about a woman.
That's right.
You're basically
saying I talk too much about perimenopause.
Yeah, thank you. It was rude.
In Jane's addiction, you weren't even paying attention, husband.
No.
But Taylor was listening.
Yeah, Taylor was listening to me and looking in my eyes and not saying anything and saying everything.
Did we
love
just
him.
I love you, Taylor.
I love you, Taylor Kish, so much. I'm balanced. I'm back. I'm balanced.
She's ready for you, Taylor.
Pioneer.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.